What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, women of this current society, no matter where they fall on the age spectrum, simply do not understand that men of today are tired. They're tired, they're fed up, and more of men are going to snap the fuck out. Like the man in this article that was published on the 19th of July. Man charged with first degree termination after reportedly shooting his girlfriend in the face. Well, I guess she took the final facial of her existence. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Wyoming county man has been charged with termination following a domestic incident. Remember what I always say, gentlemen. There is no skipping from A to D. There's always a chain of events. This man did not snap the fuck out for no reason. Timothy Bennett, 62, of Mabin, has been charged with one count of first-degree termination. According to a criminal complaint, a trooper was dispatched to a residence on Boone Street in the Mabin area on Thursday, July 18th at approximately 10:42 p.m. in reference to a gunshot wound. Wyoming County 911 advised the responding officer that Bennett had called 911 and stated that he had shot his girlfriend in the face. Bennett remained on the phone with 911 while waiting for first responders and was instructed to exit the residence when the trooper arrived. He was detained upon arrival of law enforcement. When the trooper entered the home, they found the victim, identified as Brenda Tilly, 72, of Mabin, deceased. While being interviewed, Bennett reportedly, quote-unquote, voluntarily stated that he had been arguing with the victim, and when the victim went to the bathroom, he retrieved a 20-gauge single-shot shotgun. He then found the victim in the home and shot her in the head. And he said in his interview that he was, quote unquote, so mad he reloaded the shotgun and shot her again. Well. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate. There is no spontaneous outburst of a man that just snaps the fuck out, especially a man in a relationship. He said it. They were arguing. This woman is 72 damn years old. They're both damn near ready to take that final dirt nap. However, he helped her along to take her dirt nap first. But what could have pissed this man off so much that he decided to not only shoot her with a shotgun once, but twice. The world may never know. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home, gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, the scattergun of splatter, I'm gonna give that a 25. Psychological impact, I gotta give this a 30. However, since he blasted her with a shotgun to the face, I'm gonna up that to a 40. And for the brutality factor, shotgun blast to the face, yeah, that is not going to be pretty. So I'm gonna give the brutality factor a 25. So Timothy Buckshot Bennett gets a score of 100. Gentlemen, we all keep saying this. Men of today are no longer restraining themselves against argumentative, disrespectful women. Men are tired. But as we all know, there's absolutely no services that men can go to and say, hey, you know what? The woman in my life, my girlfriend or my wife, is actually psychologically and verbally abusing me. There's nowhere that a man can go and say that and a woman would actually get in some sort of legal trouble. No. But as we all know, the Duluth model is all about fucking up men's lives. Oh, he did this. Oh, he did that. Oh, he raised his voice to me. Oh, he's yelling at you. Oh, let's go get him. However, a man can say, you know what? The woman in my life is actually psychologically and emotionally demeaning me. She's constantly breaking me down with her words. And yet, for some odd reason, I'm supposed to just sit there and take it. No. And more men are in fact saying no. They're not going to do it. They're not going to take it. What more can be said, gentlemen? Honestly, what more can truly be said? We all know the statistic. When it comes to domestic violation, women tend to be the ones who initiate it. Why? Because of their fucking mouths. And yet, back in the old days, we all know this, we cannot deny it. Back in the old days, if a woman got disrespectful with her husband, yeah, he went upside her head. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to stand on it. The reason why so many women are in fact so damn disrespectful and reckless with their mouth is because we men continue to restrain ourselves. Excuse me. Yeah, we don't go upside women's heads, unfortunately, like we should. However, we all know that is typically a Western mindset. You travel anywhere outside of America or the West, yeah, those women over there, they know. If they cross a certain line with a man, he will go upside their head. And yet, we over here in the West have the unmitigated gall to call those men barbaric. And look at how fucked up the relationship is between men and women over here. Yeah, I'm just saying. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women over here in the West who continue to believe that no matter what you do, what you say, that the man in your life is not supposed to do anything about it, for some odd reason, he's supposed to just sit there and actually accept your disrespect? Oh, no, 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 no. You better understand this, ladies, and you better understand this fairly quickly. The power you think you have in those situations, it will go out. Once again, feminism and the idea of hiding behind the Duluth model to quote unquote keep that man in line, that's going to go out right along with it, because we men have figured it out. A lot of you women love to try to say, well, women in the past were abused, blah, 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 blah. So therefore, men of today need to be punished for it. Oh, no, 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 no. Not going to work, ladies. Not going to work. More and more men of modern times have said, fuck that. That's not my problem. That's not my responsibility. I didn't do shit to you, but guess what? You think you're going to take out some sort of twisted revenge on me for women of the past? Nope, nope, nope. And guess what, ladies? This is why more and more men are snapping the hell out. And guess what? When those men do so, hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.